know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
Evening, you're listening to Joe's Garage. Hope you're having a great start to your week. It's a new day in the USA, but that doesn't mean we can't get down tonight. I got a lineup of American rock and roll music just to fit the mood. So we'll be starting things off with Mr. Alice Cooper. Nightmares there, Mr. Alice Cooper with his song Elected. You're listening to Joe's Garage. Hope you're having a great start to your week. I'm doing an Americana rock and roll special tonight, so make sure you stick around. Got a lot of great music in store. I have Presidents of the United States of America on the way. Also, we take and listen to Cream, the Eric Clapton days. But up next, I have it's a Black Sabbath song, but covered by none other than T-Pain. Yes, Mr. T-Pain, rapper, hip-hop star, recently put out a cover album of him doing sort of soul, funk, R&B versions of a lot of great classic rock songs. So we'll be taking a listen to that. Here is T-Pain and his cover of War Pigs. Keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage.
No more war pigs have the power. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches.
This message brought to you by the Presidents of the United States of America. Eat a peach. You're listening to Joe's Garage. Hope you're having a great start to your week. We'll be doing an Americana rock and roll special tonight, so make sure you stick around. Still got a lot of great music on the way. I have some Gil Scott Heron on deck. Some great R&B and soul to come. Donovan on the way as well. But up next, here's the Dead Kennedys with California Uber Alice. Keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage.
Out of power. Sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
A strong message when it was written and still holds true today. That was Gil Scott Heron with his song, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. You're listening to Joe's Garage. We're doing an Americana rock and roll special tonight. I have some Mary Clayton on the way, so stick around for that. MC5 on deck and the Honey Drippers give a little soul in the mix here. But up next, a group named after their hometown, Defiance, Ohio, with their song, I'm Against the Government.
Thank you. beat me bloody down at the station. They haven't got a word out of me since I got a billion years probation. 69 American terminal stasis. The air's so thick it's like drowning in molasses. I'm sick and tired of paying these dues, and I'm sick to my guts of the American ruse.
Mary Clayton there with her soulful rendition of the Rolling Stones' Give Me Shelter. Miss Clayton was the original backing vocalist for the Rolling Stones studio recording of that song, and it's just really nice to sort of hear her take on the track. Just had a really soulful, impactful meaning to it. All right, hey, this has been Joe's Garage. Thanks for tuning in tonight. It's been my Americana rock and roll special, so I figured the best way to end things off honoring American rock and roll is with a British band. Here's The Who with their song, Won't Get Fooled Again. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.
Yeah. This is Kenny
and Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
morning I, do you reckon it rained? Later this morning I, do you reckon it rained? Said now hurry home boy, your special rider she did.
Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention.
It's again. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Penny Fines.
Thank you.
That song was called Calendar Days. It is part of an Australian subgenre called Dole Wave. It's not explicitly twee, which is what I normally play on this show, but it's adjacent. Dole Wave had a lot of jangly bands, as well as like post-punk and indie rock and more like grungy stuff. But the sound refers to like music that was developed decades prior in Australia and New Zealand that was explicitly jangle pop, that was explicitly twee. So Dole Wave bands were like young and kind of miserable. The music is very like self-produced and DIY, and they were very reliant on community and playing shows within their community and with bands that they were friends with and stuff. A lot of the songs are about heartbreak, politics, or like the malaise of trying to survive and create art, like being a barista and a musician and doing all that. So the last song was by a band that was very prolific in that scene and very good. And the next two bands will also be bands that were very prolific in that scene. And then I'm just going into stuff that I like. So the next song is Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever. And then after that is Courtney Barnett, who distanced herself a lot from Dole Wave because she became too famous for it. But this is from her like second full length album from 2015 before she got too big.